You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello, and welcome back to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with HFI Mechanical and Building Solutions, and my guest today is Carrie Thompson with Habitat for Humanity, and we are talking about Women Build that is going on right now.
Our favorite topic, and we're very excited to get it rolling.
Absolutely. So yesterday and Friday were the first two kickoff days for Women Build, so we have a couple of floor systems ready.
Right.
So if people go out there now on a nice Sunday afternoon and check it out, all you're going to see is flat floors.
That's right, but there takes it's a lot of progress just to get to a flat floor.
Yes,
so
it is.
There's been a lot of women out there already working to frame and insulate those crawl spaces, and starting again on Tuesday, we will have women back out there beginning to frame walls.
Mm-hmm.
And so after that, you begin to see the very dramatic progress.
Absolutely. I was going to say from Tuesday to Saturday and then Tuesday to Saturday again.
Correct.
It will be crazy busy. There will be a minimum of probably 50 women out there every day. And they will be creating homes for two wonderful families. Let's talk about the families a little bit.
Absolutely. So Freddie is a single father to two
princesses,
two gorgeous girls. They are so fun to be around. And he's really looking forward to getting some stability and not having to move around and having a place that's really big enough for he and his two daughters to live in. This is an example of, a family that we serve many of them,
mm-hmm.
who are living in extreme overcrowding. And that's one of those invisible poverties in Monroe
mm-hmm.
County. You don't know when you when you're at the school carnival this weekend which one of those kids is actually sleeping on the floor of the living room,
mm-hmm.
because there's nowhere else to sleep. And when you think about the impact of cramming, 8 or 10 people, two nuclear families, into a one-bedroom apartment, the impact is much greater than just where we sleep. It's where we restore ourselves, where we find quiet places to do homework, to counsel our kids and make sure that they're on track with things. And when those things can't happen, a family can't really thrive.
Right.
And so Freddie is one of those families that is really looking forward to having enough space for he and his daughters to really thrive. Then Amy Fender has been actually volunteering for Habitat
mm-hmm.
for many years. She works for Kip May Photography. And she's also moving into one of the Women Build houses. And Amy's trailer is just, it's one of those examples of housing in our community that's just tremendously dilapidated.
Mm-hmm.
And
she's probably paying a high, high price for it.
A high price for it and a high price to heat it.
Yeah.
And, it's not a safe place anymore. And it's not dry and it's not warm. And so Amy is really looking forward to moving in. She's actually very good friends through the program with our Emily Newis,
mm-hmm.
our homeowner who bought last year, and they'll be living next door to each other. And so I understand that Emily is sending messages on a regular basis over to Amy to let her know what kind of flowers she's planting on the south side of her house so that Amy knows what she'll be seeing this summer coming up after she moves in.
That's awesome. Emily has taken that landscaping like crazy. I've been out there and she's done a nice job on her home.
That's one of the really wonderful things, I think, too, about Women Build is that many of our volunteers are really busy people, and they give
mm-hmm.
us one day once a year, which is a tremendous gift. They come back,
mm-hmm.
and to see what has happened with the two houses that they built last year,
yeah.
it's really remarkable. The landscaping is there. I see Ijah coming out most mornings when we're doing morning circle to walk her dogs down on the beeline. And
mm-hmm.
It's just really nice to see families thriving. There's a sort of parade of children who walk to Fairview every morning during the school week.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just really nice to see what Habitat is doing there and what a community has really come up in Trailview, and also to think about the tremendous stability that that these families can help provide to Fairview, and that they'll have the services soon at the Boys and Girls Club up the hill.
Mm-hmm.
They're walking distance to Fairview and Tri-North and Mills Pool. And so my son actually has half of his football team is moving into Trailview, it seems. and so one of the parents was commenting, there's a Builders Blitz family who will be housed later this summer, but Isaiah was commenting that he's really excited because his son can walk back and forth to practices. And so it's not a matter of whether or not he's working out of town on his construction job that day. He'll be able to go to practice and he'll be able to come home on time for dinner.
Absolutely. And those are the small things that people take for granted, I think.
Absolutely. I mean, those of us who are working in jobs that we can be flexible enough to leave for a little while and come back in order to take our kids places, we don't really understand that there's a reason that a lot of the families at Fairview can't get involved in extracurriculars. There's no transportation.
Right.
You need a parent who's available during the day to do that. And so what happens when you live in the core of our community in a place that's affordable is that these families really can take off, and it really is the end to that cycle of poverty.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I want to make sure we talk at, before we end today, because you mentioned at the top of the show that there were still some builder places available. And so I wanted to talk about that in particular. If people really, if women really want to get in and try this year, what do they need to do? How do they do that?
The easiest way is that you can listen to the rest of this radio show and then get on our website. It is monroecountyhabitat.org, and there is a link right on the front page to Women Build. Click on that link and sign up. You do commit to raising some money, but that web page will walk you right through it.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're interested in coming to try it out, please just sign up to build. If you are not able to build, but you still want to help, there's still a couple of spots open for site hosts. So these are charming, wonderful people who can greet people in the morning, get them name tags, et cetera. And there's no fundraising requirement for that. Although anybody who wants to fundraise for Habitat, for Women Build, is more than welcome, because every dollar really does count. Those of you who are listening that don't have time to give, but may have finances that they can share to help make these dreams come true, same website, same process. Just click on that Women Build link, and we take credit cards. You can give online. You can call the office, and they will tell you how to send a check in. We will make it easy for you to invest your money at Habitat.
Perfect. And I wanted to say that, you know, the days that I know are available for women to sign up, in particular, we are really short builders on May 6th, which I believe is a Friday.
Correct.
And they're doing roofing.
That's
so
right.
If you want a roof. And then May 12th, which is a Thursday, and I think they're doing probably some siding and some other
trim.
Interior trim kinds
you
of things.
You could learn to put up baseboard. If you're a good painter or a caulker, we welcome you. But there's lots of spots. There's a myriad of days that have spots. So if one of those 2 days, those are our high need days.
Yep.
If one of those 2 days doesn't work for you, look through the selection list and pick another day that does. Mm-hmm. And we would really welcome you out at Women Build.
Absolutely. I want to make sure that you say the website again and also your phone number at Habitat in case somebody wants to just call and
absolutely.
Talk to somebody about
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Our website is www.monroecountyhabitat.org, all spelled out, no spaces. To call us, it is 812-331-4069, and we would love to hear from you. We won't be there today. We're closed on Sunday, but through the week and even on Saturdays, usually we're answering those phones.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Nancy. It's always a delight.
I will see you on the build site.
You will.
If you missed any part of this program, please go to the Facebook page of FC Tucker, and you can listen to the podcast there or the WGCL radio website.